Now let's turn our attention to somebody else who is doing this.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Make a difference.
So many heroes, it's difficult to know where to start. Some more heroes coming up now. We're going to talk about a slider. Now, if you're a Bristolian or lived here long enough, you'll know exactly what I'm on about. And children living in St George will soon have a brand new one in their park, thanks to the fundraising efforts of the local community. And with me now is Susan Acton-Campbell, who is from the Friends of Troopers Hill. Haven't spoken for ages, Susan, but the slider is the focus of the conversation. Morning to you. Tell us more about it.
Morning, Ali. Yes, the slider. For 40 years, there was a red slide that was very, very popular with local children. I think thousands of bottoms probably slid down that slide. At the end of 2019, sadly, it was just about hanging together with flakes of paint. It just had to be removed. It was so old and rusty. So Bristol City Council put a notice on it and took it away. So we'd been warning people that this was likely to happen and asked them what else they would like instead. And the response was, a slider.
A slider. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So how much does a slider cost?
Oh, it's scary. A proper slider in a park, just over 5 foot tall, 1.7 metres in new money.
Yeah.
To dig out the ground, put down stone, put down safety surfacing and get one that will last another 25, 40 years. You're talking a shade over £10,000. Oh. It's a lot.
That is a lot of money, isn't it? So, Where do you begin?
Big breath to start off with. And then you try setting up a fundraising page. And you do lots of... You do an appeal for photos of people enjoying the slide. And you put up posters and you put lots of stuff on social media. And you ask, and you get lovely offers. We had a lovely offer from a local firm that does mobile planetariums to put on planetarium shows in the local church hall for free. So we just started when we were on the Emma Britton show in February, publicising what we were going to do, and then COVID hit. And so no planetarium shows. We felt we shouldn't be promoting fundraising for a slide because we thought there were more important things out there, appeals for the NHS. We thought the priority for people had to be other things. So we completely shut down on doing anything for a little while until things started to look more a bit more hopeful. So then we ramped up again and we started offering things like somebody donated us some Zambian pennies, old coinage that had practically no value, but some of them had elephants and giraffes on, which struck a chord and went back to the 1940s, all sorts of things. But the real, I think, the thing that really broke the £1,000 barrier was a lovely lady called Jo Webster Green, who runs the Little Treasures toy shop in Church Road.
Yeah.
And she donated £500.
Wow.
Which took us past off that first 1,000, which, as you can imagine, and it makes a difference. People see 10,000 and that's a hell of a lot.
As soon as you get to that, the 1,000, though, it does start to help, doesn't it? Do you have to raise all the money yourself, Susan, or can the council chip in some of the money?
Well, we did in 2000, I think it was 2019, inquire about asking for some match funding from something called SIL, which is money that developers give to offset the impact of new buildings.
Yeah.
But because of COVID, the meeting didn't happen of councillors.
Oh, so many things.
So we felt we had to crack on. We could have waited.
You got there in the end. You got your 10,000 and it's brilliant.
And a major grant. We went off to a landfill trust called Ibstock Enevert Trust. And they basically gave us nearly £9,000. So... bingo.
Brilliant.
How
does it look?
What, the amount or the slide?
The slide. Is the slide up yet, or are you back to do the work?
No, no, no. This is brand new news that we've raised the money.
Brilliant.
So it's 11-week lead time for ordering the slide, and the order went in this week. It will take, the council are saying, a week to put it in. They're project managing for us, and they've done the tendering. And so we're allowing 2 weeks, maybe a bit longer. And obviously there'll be various pauses and delays, but we are very, very hopeful it will be there this summer, in the summer holidays for kids.
Oh, that'd be so fantastic. That's great. And you've really tried, haven't you, to think about how it will fit in, perhaps in a new way, with the rest of the play equipment. Is that right?
Yeah. In 2018, we had raised £80,000 for a small play area, because there was nothing in the field except this old slide, just all on its own. And so the new slide is going to be an integral part of this new play area. So the kids can run from piece of play equipment to other pieces of play equipment. And the slider will be there as part of their running around, burning off energy. And although it's play to them, they're having the healthy exercise. And we've got a real problem with children obesity all over the UK. So part of my grant application was actually focusing on the health of children. So you would be amazed how much energy kids burn off going around a playground.
Oh, yeah.
It's great for them. They enjoy themselves. And it's actually, you're getting the secret healthy bit going.
Absolutely.
In
Lovely to catch up with you. And well done to you and to everybody who's helped raise that fantastic amount of money. And the slider will live on.